is iAmerica Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The White House says the future of the 1994 assault weapons ban lays squarely in the hands of Congress. Some Democrats are questioning Bush's stance on the issue, saying the president has not made any recent public statements concerning the ban, even though it will expire next year unless Congress acts. During his 2000 presidential campaign, Bush pledged to support renewal of the ban on military-style semi-automatic assault weapons. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the president has made his position clear and will sign the bill if it's passed by Congress. An Indiana mother faces felony charges after authorities say she left her baby in a hot car yesterday because she was drunk. Johnson County Sheriff Terry McLaughlin says 27-year-old Amy Price's 13-month-old daughter, Hannah Johnson, was found dead in the car by her boyfriend when he returned home from work.
We know that she was at least there for, you know, 2.5 hours or so. Don't know how much more than that, but it's I believe that her body temperature was, I believe, 106 degrees when she was taken to the into the hospital.
The temperature outside was in the low 70s yesterday afternoon. McLaughlin says another of Price's children asked about Hannah when he came home from school, but told authorities his mother said she didn't know where Hannah was and went off to bed. McLaughlin says Price's blood alcohol level was 0.21 when she was given a breathalyzer test yesterday evening. Price faces a felony neglect of a dependent charge with bodily injury and is currently in the Johnson County Jail, where authorities plan to talk to her soon.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days. Guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
A federal judge in Norfolk, Virginia, has ordered a Virginia Beach man to undergo a psychiatric evaluation for allegedly threatening and stalking President Bush and former President Clinton. 36-year-old Mark Jackson, a disabled Air Force veteran, allegedly used his old military ID to gain access to bases when Bush or Clinton were visiting them. The Secret Service says that in calls made to his estranged girlfriend, Jackson indicated he was going to hurt President Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, Secretary of State Colin Powell, and Clinton. French actress and animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot is defending her criticism of Muslims in her controversial new book, A Scream in the Silence. Both the anti-racist group MRAP and the Human Rights League have filed complaints in court against the 68-year-old for statements she makes in the book to the effect that she is, quote, against the Islamization of France, a nation of more than 5 million Muslims. In her first television interview in more than a dozen years Monday, Bardot defended her comment, saying she's entitled to her own opinions and not ashamed of them.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
An all-inclusive central government could soon find itself in power in Somalia. Warring factions from the lawless Horn of Africa nation say they're hoping to have just such a government in place by mid-June. The announcement comes following the second phase of a process aimed at establishing peace in the war-ravaged country that began in earnest in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi last October. Initially, the peace talks got off to a bumpy start, with various parties arguing over everything from whether they should attend to what they hoped to see accomplished. But now the chief mediator of the talks says Somalis can look forward to the formation of a broad-based, all-inclusive federal government sometime towards the 15th or 20th of June. A sluggish retail sales report for the last month, along with cautious outlooks from Applied Materials, sent stocks down today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 31 points to 86.48. The NASDAQ lost 5 points to 15.35. The S&P 500 ended the session at 9.39 after a 3-point dip. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, in Brakes 101, master cylinders, calipers, and pads were demystified. You learned they are a lot like hearts, muscles, and skin, all designed to stop cars and save lives. When I come back, it's Brakes 102.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
Welcome to Brakes 102 at Car Clinic College. Today's lesson, analog braking systems, or ABS. Ever press the brake and nothing? You just pumped and hoped for the best? Hope no more. The best is here. Computer-controlled ABS. This system monitors the speed of individual wheels and applies precise braking power to each. And if any brake starts to lock or slows at a different rate than the others, that specific brake is automatically pumped or pulsed to prevent lockup. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. The program produced tonight by Catherine Bay, as always. Robin Bittman announces for us. Phone number here is 800-825-5937, or you can email during the program, Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net. So welcome to the people listening through the IE America Radio Network. Also, if you're listening on Sirius Satellite Channel 145, radiopower.org, or if you're listening tomorrow night, whiterosesociety.org. We welcome you all. We patch it together as best we can, right? I wanted to mention, for those of you who have been going to MikeMalloy.com or MikeMalloy.net and just gagging at the fact that it was a Model T site, check it out now. Huh? And while you're there, register for the message board. It's we finally got this thing up and running a few minutes ago. Many thanks to Mark Marshall with Maximum Interactive for putting this thing together for us. We had a lot of pressure on Mark, and he came through. So check it out, MikeMalloy.com or MikeMalloy.net. I guess it doesn't matter, does it, Kathy? Either way, and check out the new site. Also, our favorite conspiracy theorist, Al Martin, will be joining us top of the next hour, and some pencil neck geek for you tonight. Yeah, I hear the groans. I hear them. You remember when did we talk about this earlier? I'll be off this program Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow and Friday, we are going to New York for a Talkers Magazine convention, sort of seminar. It's called the New Media Seminar. And boy, you talk about somebody who's going to feel like a whore in Sunday school. Everyone there, as far as I know, with a couple of exceptions, I think Nancy Skinner's going to be there, but everybody else there are, you know, hard right-wing talk show hosts. And I don't know why we agreed to do this, but we're going to go. So Ski Anderson of the famous Ski and Skinner program on WLS in Chicago will be filling in for me, I think, tomorrow night. And then Friday, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to have a rebroadcast of a program. So if you want to get it said this week, tonight's the night to do it. Any other business? I guess not. I guess that's it. Now, you remember earlier this week or last... boy, time just mushes together when you're having fun, right? Congressman Henry Waxman had requested that the GAO, the Government Accounting Office, take a look at the cost of Bush's Top Gun trip to the aircraft carrier. Now, just between you and me, that was that request could only backfire, okay? How easy is it then for the right wing to paint Waxman as some kind of a demon because he's questioning our warrior kings showing up on the deck of an aircraft carrier? Now, even though we agree with Waxman, I mean, it's ludicrous, it's ridiculous. The Bush crime family should be held to account for something. Something. How about the attacks on this country on September 11th? That'd be a good place to say, oh, that's right, all that information can't be released, won't be released. How about Dick Cheney's chicanery where it concerned the so-called energy package? Remember that? The energy plan for this guy? Well, that's right. That's classified, too. Okay, how about... see, the list just goes on and on. But Waxman insisted, as did a Republican, Mark Sauter, Republican of Indiana, who is chairman of the Government Reform Subcommittee. Both of them requested information about the cost of that trip to the aircraft carrier where Bush got off the jet and just forgot to loosen up his parachute restraint straps and walked around, causing apparently some Republican women who saw the picture of him to just gasp and faint. But anyway, a request was made to the GAO to check it out. How much did it cost? Well, the GAO says they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. The Comptroller General of the GAO, David Walker, said yesterday it would cost too much and take too long. Now I want you to think about checking out Bill Clinton's penis for how many months and to the tune of $70 million, huh? Did that take too long? Did that cost too much? Why, no. But on the other hand, we were trying to track down Lion Slick Willie, who lied about sex. If you lie about a war, if you lie about everything, well, it doesn't matter. If you lie about everything, how are you going to investigate everything? Well, you can't do it. But I love what the GAO says. Oh, it'll cost too much and take too long to do the study. So the Comptroller General of the GAO says, quote, in my view, an investigation does not pass a cost-benefit test. Can you believe this? Of course you can, truth seeker, because we live in neo-fascist America. Well, no, let's change it. We live in the United Soviet States of America now. And George W. Bush is the warrior king, or the czar, or the Fuhrer, or the chairman of the Politburo. Whatever the doofus is in Bush's America, we can't spend the money because it would cost too much and take too long to find out how much this twerp, this coward, this deserter cost the American taxpayer with his trip to the USS Abraham Lincoln. But I love what the GAO says. It would cost too much and take too long. It doesn't pass the cost-benefit test. But the pursuit of Bill Clinton's private parts for the better part of 2.5 years and the subsequent impeachment and trial of Bill Clinton, that was okay. That did apparently pass somebody's cost-benefit test. While we had 300 FBI agents scouring Arkansas looking for a bimbo eruption. Hey, psst, baby, come here. Psst, come here, come here, come here. Quick, come over here. I'm Agent Abe Snake, and I just wanted, did you ever get it on with Bill Clinton? Eh? You know anybody who did? While that was going on, Al-Qaeda was taking flight lessons in this country and preparing itself to kill and maim and destroy. But the FBI was busy hunting for Clinton's penis. But, the GAO says, investigating Bush's Top Gun flight would not be cost... it wouldn't pass a cost-benefit test because it would take too much time and cost too much. Have I mentioned yet tonight that I hate these people?
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer initially said Bush had to use a plane rather than his helicopter because the aircraft carrier was going to be hundreds of miles offshore. Turned out the ship was 29 miles from shore at the time of Bush's visit. An easy flight for a helicopter. Fleischer then said Bush wanted to see an aircraft landing the same way the pilots saw an aircraft landing. He wanted to see it as realistically as possible. And the day after Bush's visit to the aircraft carrier, R.A. Fleischer dismissed any suggestion that the trip was designed to boost Bush's reelection. So now the GAO, the Government Accounting Office, has been effectively destroyed. Well, it was a couple of months ago when the GAO was going to was suing Android Man Dick Cheney to get information about how the deal was cut for America's energy program. And they were informed that, well, look, it's going to be long and costly, a lot of litigation, you might as well give it up. So they gave it up. So now they give up this, right? Cost too much, take too long. If Bush could just have, I don't know, what would it take? What would it take for somebody in this government, somebody, somewhere, to investigate the deception, the treason, the lies, the fraud, the violation of his oath? What would it take?
Well, I'll tell you what it would take, Mike. He'd have to be found in a compromising position with either a live boy or a dead girl. Now, in that case, we just might launch investigation, but as far as this aircraft carrier crap, hey, forget about it, dude.
Cost too much. Take too long.
Buzzflash has a news alert. Maybe you saw this on MSNBC the other night, that crappy-ass television network that if you still watch it, there must be something wrong with you. Unless you watch Bill Press and Pat Buchanan. That seems to be a pretty interesting program. But on Chris Matthews' Screamfest the other night, he had on some right-wing thug, a radio talk show host. That's kind of redundant, isn't it? Some half-wit pissant named Michael Graham. Michael Graham. And he was getting it all with Chris Matthews, and Chris Matthews getting on him with just a couple of conservatives sitting around, playing with each other. And a comment was made about Hillary Clinton by Michael Graham. Michael Graham said on national television, "I wanted to bludgeon her with a tire iron. That's what I wanted to do." And as Buzzflash says, that's what passes for wisdom in the land of Republican thuggery. Now, I have said a couple of times I would like to meet Ari Fleischer in an alley sometime and just smack him. But that's man to man, isn't it? Well, kind of man to man. Man to geek. But here's a guy who wants to take a tire iron to Hillary Clinton. Is that not a threat? Could Hillary Clinton not have his ass arrested? Terroristic threats? Boy, I'll tell you what, here in Georgia, you say something like that? Well, I'd like to take a tire iron to that sucker's head. You're going to jail if somebody files, if the proposed victim files a complaint. That's called issuing a terroristic threat. And we use that term down here long before Homeland Security. I mean, you're taking a risk if you call somebody a son of a bitch in Georgia. That's called fighting language. We have a legal definition of fighting language in the great state of Georgia. But here's a guy on national television says he wanted to bludgeon her with a tire iron. Now, you can look at the whole transcript. I will post it on my website when the program's over tonight. But Chris Matthews says, well, Michael Graham, what do you think? Michael Graham.
Well, I'm not a woman or an editor, but as a human being, I found the line a joke. It was a joke. It was just an off-the-cuff comment. Anyone listening to Hillary Rodham and her speech last night about patriotism, that screaming, screeching fingernail, I wanted to bludgeon her with a tire iron. That's what I wanted to do.
And as Buzzflash says, these people are not over-the-line news entertainers. They are a danger to this republic and a danger to public health and safety. A phony evil soul the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told.
It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
What would you do if you do?
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico, welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't want the fish cops coming after you. Let me know.
Yeah. But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
Not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
I have a duty to protect the executive branch from legislative encroachment. I mean, for example, in the GAO demands documents from us, we're not going to give them to them.
Yeah, I don't give them to him. And take that, sucker. What are you talking about? I'm George Bush. I'm the Warrior King. I'm, I don't know how to unfasten my parachute restraint straps and walk around with my, crotch thing out. Well, it started already. John Edwards apparently is the first target. You know, we've got 8 months before the first presidential primary. But a
pro-Republican
group has started attack ads targeting John Edwards in North Carolina. Now, get this. Yesterday, a group called
Americans for Job Security. Americans for Job Security.
This group unveiled two billboard-like ads for display in Iowa and New Hampshire, you know, the early primary states. And also, they put together a TV ad that they hope to air in Charlotte and Raleigh in his home state. Now, all of this, the television ads and the boards, the billboards, go after Edwards for his ties to trial lawyers and his opposition to placing caps on jury awards. Okay?
Well, the reason he doesn't want caps on jury awards, Mike, is because he's a trial lawyer and, you know, trial lawyers get a percent.
Well, yeah, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it, if you're going to have an appendectomy and they take out one of your kidneys, what's that worth? $250,000? That's it? Huh? You know. Anyway,
Americans for Job Security
is actually a front group for the American Insurance Association. Don't you love that? The American Insurance Association. Why don't they say,
we are the American Insurance Association?
No, they call themselves
Americans for Job Security.
Right? Now, when you see that, you go,
well, damn, that group wants me to be able to keep my job. Well, bless her heart. Americans for Job Security
really is the American Insurance Association. Now, a spokesperson for Senator Edwards' campaign said Edwards is being targeted because, in her words,
he has stood in the way of Republicans passing the insurance industry's wish list. Frankly, we are flattered by their assessment that Senator Edwards is the Democrat to attack in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Now, that's why they pay this woman, the spokeswoman for the Edwards campaign, the big bucks. I'd love it when a spin like that. That's great. No, I'm not being sarcastic. You have to admire that kind of spin.
Well, we appreciate the fact the insurance industry sees our candidate as being the one that has to be attacked. Yes, indeed. Americans for Job Security.
Now, the TV ad, a print version of which ran in yesterday's edition of the Raleigh News and Observer, also criticizes Senator Edwards for buying a $3.8 million house in Georgetown. Oh, Jesus, did he really? What do you think of that, Marge?
Well, I don't know. It just seems sad. I don't know. $3.8 million house, huh? He spent that kind of money, huh? Well, I'm not going to vote for him.
The ad also points out that Senator Edwards voted with Ted Kennedy and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, well, there you go, then. That's the end of that. He bought a $3.8 million house in Georgetown, and he voted with those liberals. Everybody knows that Hillary Clinton's a liberal. And that Ted Kennedy.
The ad also points out that Edwards opposed Bush's proposed tax cuts.
Well, that does it, damn it. I'm standing with Americans for Job Security. I'm standing with them. I can't believe this, Edwards. Boy, this guy is just a communist? I don't know. Thank God Americans for Job Security put the ad up there. I swear, I just think it's just wonderful that they did that.
I'm trying to be so loyal. I'm watching what I say. I'm staying with the
strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H. Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller. A first stab at a new contract for 19,000 workers at Goodyear tire plants across the country has failed. Negotiators for the United Steelworkers of America, which represents the workers, say the company's first offer calls for several thousand job cuts and wage and benefit concessions for those employees who survive. The current contract expired last month, and while the workers have authorized a strike, the contract is being extended day by day while negotiations continue.
Professional boxers may soon have a shot at union representation. A new division of the Teamsters Union called JAB, the Joint Association of Boxers, seeks to win an industry-wide collective bargaining agreement that would bring guaranteed health insurance and pensions to boxers. Promoters are expected to argue that fighters are independent contractors and therefore not entitled to union representation.
During the school year that just ended last month in Japan, sixth grade students were supposed to have classes on patriotism added to their social studies curriculum. But a survey of Japan's 24,000 elementary schools finds fewer than 200 actually followed the government mandate. Japan's main teachers union slammed the patriotism initiative, saying it harkens back to a time when a heavy dose of nationalism helped the country set off a world war.
Walmart's war on workers has so far kept unions at bay in the United States, but the United Food and Commercial Workers Union is one step closer to organizing a Walmart store in Canada. This week, the Labor Relations Board of the Canadian province of British Columbia ruled that Walmart broke the law in its bid to keep a store in the city of Quesnel union-free. The Labor Board has ordered store managers to read its ruling aloud to employees, and it's also ordered the retailer to set aside a half hour of company time for union organizers to address employees on the benefits of unionization. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boy, come on!
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Americans for Job Security. Can you believe that? A front group of the American Insurance Association. You know, the insurance business. No offense against anybody listening who works in the insurance business. Hell, I've got friends in the insurance business. But the insurance companies, they don't want to pay anything. I mean, come on. The whole idea of insurance is, you know, take the money and not have to pay anything out. especially if they take your kidney when they should have taken your tonsils, right? Americans for Job Security is the second group, lying front group, that has begun an anti-Senator Edwards campaign. Another group called the American Tort Reform Association. Okay, the American Tort Reform Association. That's a front for the American Medical Association. They plan to launch anti-Edwards website later this month. Now, back in 2000, during the presidential selection,
Americans for Job Security
spent $2 million on ads attacking Al Gore.
Americans for Job Security. A front organization for the American Insurance Association. See, this is the sort of thing. If when I'm king of America, that's one of the edicts I will issue. If you want to run an attack ad, go ahead. But by God, state your name. Who are you?
King Mike, we're the Americans for Job Security.
Who are you?
Okay, you caught us. We're the American Insurance Association. Sorry.
I hate liars. Don't you? Don't you hate liars? Don't you hate lying? The reason I hate lying so much is when I was a little kid and used to spend a lot of time with my Italian immigrant grandmother and my Italian immigrant grandfather. Believe it or not, they were not Catholic. They were Baptists. And they belonged to a church that was part of the Southern Baptist Convention. How about that? Well, they were trying to assimilate. And in the town they lived in northwest Ohio, if you were a Catholic, it's almost as bad as being a Jew. So they became Baptists. And she believed, my grandmother, rest her soul, that you shouldn't lie. And every time I lied, and it only took two or three times before I learned this lesson. Do any of you all remember lava soap? Yeah, I see a few hands back there. You have to be over a certain age to remember lava soap. But see, my grandfather owned a gas station and tire store, and he did a lot of hard, heavy physical work, changing tires, pumping gas, changing oil, all that kind of stuff. And he'd come home, and his hands would be covered with grime and dirt and filth and oil and stuff. The only thing he'd get it off would be lava soap. So that was what was in the bathroom, lava soap. So when I would lie, my grandmother would take me in the bathroom and take the lava soap and foam up some suds and then put her finger and her thumb right over here on the hinges of my jaw, pry my mouth open and wash my mouth out with soap. Now, you might call that child abuse. I don't. I loved my grandmother. I swear to God I did. But that kind of convinced me that lying is not a good thing, unless you want to eat lava soap. None of y'all remember lava soap. I know you don't. All right. Shall we do some calls, Catherine? Okay. Dr. John is calling from Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Dr. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Mike. And yes, it was the worst tasting soap on the earth.
You remember that stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got it a few times myself.
It was black, and it had like a sand quality to it.
It had pumice.
Oh, is that what it was? Pumice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It tasted terrible. Hey, listen, I was listening to the White Rose Society this morning, to last night's program.
Yeah.
And I have just been burning all day long. I tell you what, I love that bumper music that you got by Chumbawamba, Till Every Nazi's Dead.
Right.
That cop that you were talking about last night.
Oh, yeah, Officer Mott.
Officer Mott, I hope he is the first to go. And let me tell you what I just burned about all day long. Officer Mott doesn't seem to realize that he may be in a little bit of trouble. The copyright laws of the United States say that if you do a writing or a picture or even a poster, if it's a matter of your own creation, it belongs to you and you alone.
Hmm.
And it's your copyright from the moment of creation.
Well, you know, Diana in Florida, one of our listeners and emailers, said the same thing. I didn't bring it up on the program last night because it just seemed like, okay, copyright. But I questioned in my own mind whether or not, does that apply to high school students?
Absolutely.
Does it?
It applies to every human being in the United States.
Well, you and Diana were on the same page on this. Now, do you suppose any of these parents are going to pursue a copyright infringement, I guess it would be?
Not only on the cop, he's liable for damages, but also Limbaugh.
Ooh, yeah.
Pig Boy is liable because the Pig Boy should know better. The cop, he's probably so so stinking stupid. He doesn't know any better.
Well, it was Limbaugh that actually published it on his website. I think these parents in Vermont ought to file a law. You know, Limbaugh makes $250 million a year. He's almost up there with Enron executives. I think they ought to file a lawsuit. That would be great. Well, let's see the pig man defend himself against a copyright infringement charge. That would be one. I'd love that.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? I hope they do, and I hope that cop gets fired, too. He's the most disgusting person in the world. Incidentally, I loved your little spoonerism a while ago. You said GOA rather than GAO.
I did.
Gomers of America.
Gomers of America.
Yeah. Hey, take care, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Dr. John. I've been listening to too much Bush. He calls it the GOA. Well, I see a lot of you are taking advantage of the new website. What have we had since the program has started? About 286 hits now. Check it out, MikeMalloy.net, MikeMalloy.com. Mark Marshall is the genius to put that together. We had several genii offer to put together websites, and the selection was made unbeknownst to me. But we are extremely happy with what Mark Marshall has done. Check it out. Check it out. MikeMalloy.com. You got to check it out. You really do. Really. Clint is calling from Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Clint, one of our regular correspondents. Hey.
How are you doing tonight, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
You're not going to be taking the plane to go up to New York, are you?
Oh, don't start on me. Yes, I am.
Anyways, I had to call.
Oh, God. You're about the third or fourth one. Look, you know, I'm really gritting my teeth over that, over this flight. And one of our listeners out in New Mexico, Todd, who is a commercial jet airline pilot. He flies the big 7 million sevens across the Pacific and the Atlantic. He has been emailing me, helping me get over this fear, but I've gotten four or five emails from folks that are going, don't get on the plane, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry to put more fear back in your heart.
Well, that's right. Todd wins, man. Todd's been helping me through this. He's a pilot and a commercial jetliner pilot, and he's walked me through the whole thing. So, yeah, we're going. If the plane goes down, well, luck of the draw.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, Kathy will be there with you, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll get us both.
Anyways, when you talked about that insurance business,
yeah.
Well, I went through a similar thing. I was working at the biggest auto club insurance company here in Michigan, which I will remain that I won't mention their name.
Okay.
But at the time I was working there, they tried to put a statewide ballot issue to put a cap on auto insurance. Awards for damaged.
Sure.
And they tried to pass it here in Michigan, and the polls were showing it going way down, which it did lose.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was working in the insurance area over there, they came through the company and told all the employees that they better vote for this thing or they're going to have to look for other jobs.
Well, how would they know whether or not you voted for it? They were just threatening, I take it.
Yeah.
In other words, without caps, without changing the insurance industry, everybody would lose their jobs because the insurance companies would have to do what they're supposed to do, pay claims.
Yeah.
Right. I understand. Hey, look, the banks don't have the money. The equity companies don't have the money. All the money in the world is controlled by the insurance companies, the insurance industry. I don't know what are they bitching about? They have everything.
Well, they are the biggest bankers.
Well, of course. Of course. I guess when you have all the money, you don't want to give up with even a part of it, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is just a couple of years before this happened, the former president of AAA got indicted. Oops, I mentioned the name.
Oh, gosh.
They got indicted.
Yeah.
He got indicted for stealing a whole bunch of money from the company to remodel his West Bloomfield, Michigan home.
And that's a great neighborhood. That's up by Cranbrook Art Institute.
Yeah.
That's beautiful up there, Bloomfield Hills. Yeah. There are houses up there that you could get lost in for a month and never find the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Americans for Job Security is the name of the front name of the company or the organization or the cluster of insurance executives who are attacking John Edwards. Americans for Job Security. Doesn't that sound like something you'd like to support? I'd love to support. I'd like to be a part of Americans for Job Security. Turns out, of course, they have has nothing to do with jobs or security or America. It has to do with the insurance industry.
Well, it has to do with the executive's job security.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Clint.
You take care.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. David's calling from Skokie, Illinois. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, a couple things. I got satellite radio specifically because you guys mentioned it.
So you're listening on Sirius Channel 145?
Yeah, that's the one when I'm in my car.
Oh.
I have to get it for the car.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason why I called you tonight, I was curious to know, you know, I was listening the other day on the news, and they mentioned the teachers of New York City, you know, they had to dig into their own pockets to get money to
mm-hmm.
help the students out.
Sure.
And somebody opened up a website for donations. Now, it appeared to me that if every school got $1,000 in New York City, do you realize that's just one millionth of $1 billion, and they're spending all these billions on warfare, which is doing no good?
Oh, you know, it's not just New York City school teachers, David. I'm sure there are school teachers in the city of Chicago. Skokie's a pretty good area, but all over the country, school teachers. Look what's going on out in Oregon, where the school board out there is having to not renew contracts of teachers, which means class size is going to go up. Teachers are being let go because there's no money. There's money to bomb Iraq.
Yes.
There's money to bomb Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the terrorist attacks continue. It's just a matter of time before the Bush crime family allows another terrorist attack in this country in order to make sure George Bush gets reelected. But, yeah, teachers all over the country are finding, first of all, it's a question whether or not they're going to be rehired. And secondly, it's a question, do they want to be rehired? Because it means they're going to have to take part of their salary to buy supplies for their students. But this is Bush's America.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
You can say whatever you like.
Oh, another thing, you know, Bush caused all this damage to civilians in Iraq. I think it would be incumbent upon him if he would go to the hospitals in Iraq and look at the civilians that he helped maim and wound.
I don't think it would have any effect on him at all. A, B, George doesn't travel that much, and if he ever goes to Iraq, it'll be a year or two from now when everything is secure and there's no chance that somebody will get him in the crosshairs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Hey, one more thing.
Sure.
I was reading this book, Stupid White Men.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant book.
It is indeed.
And can I read you one sentence?
One sentence? Go ahead.
Yeah, it says, this is from Michael Moore. He said, I would like to ask you three pointed questions, and I would like you to give me and the American people three honest answers. Number one, George, are you able to read and write on an adult level? Two, are you an alcoholic? And if so, how is this affecting your performance as commander-in-chief? And three, are you a felon?
Well, the answer to the first one is no. The second two is yes, obviously.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, just thought I'd mention that.
Well, thanks, David. I appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a nice evening.
Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye-bye. Our Brookings, Oregon Bureau Chief is checking in. Isn't that right about Oregon? Oh, the teachers are being let go?
Oh, yeah, they're talking about getting rid of music programs and sports programs all over the state.
Yeah, but also academic courses, too. Music programs, art programs, they were slashed. You know, those are always the first things to go. And those are two subjects that are absolutely critically essential to education. You know, kids that take music lessons have a deeper understanding and are more easily able to comprehend algebra, geometry, physics, trigonometry. Kids who take art lessons in school have a better sense of a spatial sense. They understand history better. It's just amazing what we do. But that's not why you called.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, about John Edwards, well, you know, well, I got a kick out of it, you know, when people brought up this thing about him being a lawyer, why he shouldn't be on the Democratic Party ticket. And it's always these conservative Republican fascists that bring it up. You mean to tell me you didn't have these lawyers down in Florida who were doing everything they could do to steal the election?
Well, sure.
President
sure.
Bush doesn't have lawyers. Cheney
right.
don't have lawyers.
Right.
How many of the richest lawyers happen to be Republicans defending other Republicans?
I know.
And it was all lawyers on the Supreme Court that, know the rest of that
story. Yeah, but don't you like the name Americans for Job Security? Isn't that wonderful? By golly, I would support that group, Joe, wouldn't you? I'm all in favor of Job Security. Oh, whoops, my mistake. It's the American Insurance Association. Oh, darn, fooled again.
Well, I was feeling more secure till you told me it was the insurance and the company.
I hear that. Thanks, Joe. Ooh, there he goes. He beat me that time. Joe is the fastest man off the phone in talk radio. Quick break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to ieamericaradio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Doug. Yeah, yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Flying monkey ride blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. There we are. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Al Martin's going to join us for about 30 minutes. Our favorite conspiracy theorist, author of The Insiders. No, what's it called? The Conspirators. Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider. We invite him every once in a while. He's going to be here right after the break at the top of the hour. Pat is calling from Hampton, Virginia. Hey, Pat, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling back. I've called everybody I know. And one thing I wanted to call you about was you said you're going on an airplane trip someplace.
Yeah.
I don't get a chance to hear you every night. But
right.
You remember Mickey Leland from Texas?
Yeah.
Remember Rush Limbaugh, what he said after he died? What
did he say?
He said, oh, yes, he was so happy. He said, oh, do you know he's now at room temperature? His wife was having twins, I think, at the time.
Yeah, well, that's the
Remember that?
Yeah, that's the pig man for you. Yeah.
Anyway, watch out for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, well. Next thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, people don't know your program. I've called all my friends from coast to coast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you want to tell them why you call the Bushes the crime family.
Well, I figure if when people...
I've been on the Internet, but they just don't know who you are and what you are all about.
Well, eventually people find the program, Pat, and if they listen longer than a week, they'll understand completely what the Bush crime family is. A. B. I shouldn't have to explain it to them. If people can't figure out that this is the most criminal administration ever to occupy the executive branch of our government, then,
Well, I started listening to you in Chicago, and then I had to find you after they fired you for like months and months. How long were you off?
Oh.
And I think I sent you an email. But anyway, we'll go past that. But anyway,
okay.
I thought that would be a good thing to do one night, just explain to them, especially about Neil Bush.
I don't think I could do it in one night, Pat. I mean,
these
people are so corrupt. But like I say, if people listen to the program long enough, they figure it out. They'll figure it out.
Can I ask you one more thing?
You sure,
remember, about they talked about how they're taking care of the the Iraqis. They want them to have freedom. Do you remember South Africa?
Oh,
I'm the only one. Did you notice what they did to Mandela?
Nobody
wants to talk about that. But,
I know. Well, they had a Truth and Reconciliation Commission there. That's what we need in this country. Pat, we're flat out of time. Thanks a lot for checking in. All right, folks, quick break. When we come back, Al Martin's going to join us for a while. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Federal immigration officials are expressing shock over the deaths of at least 18 suspected illegal immigrants in southwest Texas. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary for Border Security Asia Hutchinson calls it a human tragedy.
This grim discovery is a horrific reminder of the callous disregard smugglers have for their human cargo.
Hutchinson says the federal government is giving the case full attention and is actively involved in helping Texas authorities investigate the case. Most of the victims were found in or around a tractor trailer that was abandoned at a truck stop near Victoria, Texas. Another victim died at an area hospital where he and a dozen others were taken for treatment after being discovered crammed inside the sealed big rig. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer has played down speculation about past tensions with Saudi Arabia in the global war on terrorism. Suicide bombers killed at least 34 people, including 8 Americans, in the Saudi capital of Riyadh this week. Nearly 200 others were injured. The Saudis have been criticized for not being fully engaged in the global war against terrorism. Fleischer said the U.S. is generally satisfied with the Saudi role in the terror war.
In the broad sense, we continue to be pleased with the cooperation we have had from Saudi Arabia in the ongoing war against terrorism and the actions they have taken, particularly since September 11th. As with many countries around the world, the fact is that Saudi Arabia must deal with the fact that it has terrorists inside its own country.
U.S. and Saudi officials continue to suspect al-Qaeda in Tuesday's suicide attacks, though that has not been confirmed.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
An estimated 1,000 employees of Dow Chemical in Freeport, Rhode Island, walked off the job this afternoon. Charlie Singletary with the International Union of Operating Engineers says they turned down the company's contract offer. He explains the reason why.
Job security is the biggest issue with associated with seniority. Those are the things we couldn't work out. We were pretty close on some items, and they really pulled it off, the rug out from underneath us. And
union officials say Dow wants to option to choose which employees are assigned to specific jobs, but the union wants to continue its policy of assigning workers based on their length of service with the company. Singletary says their international union is meeting with Dow corporate leaders in Washington, but he's heard of no new developments on the horizon. Dow Chemical is the largest employer in Brazoria County.
are strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
The Israeli and Qatari foreign ministers are in Paris discussing the crisis in the Middle East. Israeli Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom says he thinks that this meeting can bring a glimmer of hope for the whole region.
If the new Palestinian leadership will take the right measures against terror incitement and implement reforms within the Palestinian Authority, they will find us as real partner to peace. We are willing to have peace. We think this is the time.
Shalom also says this is the time for regional leaders to realize that serious choices towards peace must be made. The meeting is one more step towards a roadmap of peace in the Middle East. A sluggish retail sales report for the last month, along with cautious outlooks from Applied Materials, sent stocks down today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 31 points to 86.48. The NASDAQ lost 5 points to 15.35. The S&P 500 ended the session at 9.39 after a 3-point dip. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Liger with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the starter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. We're at 800-TALK-YES. Al Martin's here, our favorite conspiracy theorist. He joins us, as he always does, from an undisclosed location. He is the author of The Conspirators, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider, and also publishes AlMartinRaw.com. Hey, Al, I read in Newsweek that one of your old buddies, Albert Hakim, passed away in South Korea.
I read the same thing, Michael.
What do you suppose? Now, they said it was a heart attack. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. It depends who he left the money he has tucked away in his numbered offshore account to.
Right. I couldn't believe it. The guy's not that old. What was he, 64 or 5 or something? And all of a sudden he just hits the floor and he's in South Korea. Boy, I bet there's a story there, what he was doing in South Korea. Albert Hakim. It is Albert, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. One of the...
Well, we saw the new Roh-Tae-Won, the new South Korean president, who is in Washington this week.
Right.
We saw his interview with George Bush today and how he was smiling and all sins forgiven. I presume, therefore, that a substantial deposit has been made to the new South Korean president's offshore account.
Well, maybe they took the money from Albert Hakim and just transferred it. For those who don't know, Albert Hakim was one of the figures in the, among other things, Iran-Contra attempt to subvert the U.S. Constitution and slaughter hundreds of thousands of people and trade with the enemy and yada, yada, yada. He was one of the money guys, wasn't he?
Yeah, Hakim was essentially a money launderer and a paymaster.
A paymaster. So Ollie North probably has some canceled checks that has Albert Hakim's name on them, right? Well, no, of course not.
Well, I'm sure the signature is long since illegible.
Hey, what do you think, Al? What do you think about Bill Bennett's confession that he might have had $8 million in losses, but he's given it up now. I did a story one time on gambling and got invited to sit in, believe it or not, on a couple of Gamblers Anonymous meetings, and boy, I'll tell you that's a strong addiction to break. I for the life of me don't believe that you can be a high roller of his caliber one morning, next morning wake up and say, "Well, I'm through with that."
Well, according to his wife, she said that she's not going to let our new bookie of virtue gamble any further.
She's not.
No, that's she's not. And you see how after Bennett made his initial comments when the story was first printed, and Bennett made his initial comments, which were rather nonchalant and telling everybody if they don't like it, too bad.
Right.
And you see a couple days later how quickly he did a mea culpa after he got a phone call from George Bush.
Uh-huh.
Because Bennett is inexorably linked to the Bushonian cabal and was one of the religious rights darlings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, but perhaps now we know why Bennett consistently blocked any efforts to provide federal monies to Gamblers Anonymous.
Oh, did he?
He did.
It never ceases to amaze me. On the one hand, on the other, it's a real yawner. To find these people who scream certain types of morality turn out to be involved in what they define as immoral behavior. I happen to not think that gambling is immoral. I think beyond a certain point, it becomes an addiction. I truly believe it can destroy, just like they say at Gamblers Anonymous, gambling can take everything you have, including your family. It's like being an alcoholic or a drug addict. But the moralists, you know, I remember Henry Hyde just screaming until he was florid in the face about Clinton's lying about his little rendezvous with Monica. And, of course, Henry Hyde broke up an entire family. That list goes on and on. I mean, the biggest hypocrite, of course, would be Bob Barr among that group. But it just never ceases to amaze me on the one hand. On the other, it's a real yawner, isn't it, to find out these guys are just as corrupt as they accuse everyone else of being.
Well, it shouldn't come to any surprise in a Bushonian regime that Bill Bennett, our new bookie of virtue, who fought every effort to give money to Gamblers Anonymous, who also fought politically to prevent any expansion of gaming in numerous states that had requested federal clearance for said expansion. Remember more recent times, General Barry McCaffrey being appointed our drug czar.
Right.
Who fought every initiative to legalize marijuana or to reduce or relax restrictions on drugs, whose famous comment was, "Let's fill up the prisons and then turn them over to Correction Corp of America because they can manage them more efficiently." And then, of course, we subsequently discovered that the good general is a substantial shareholder in Correction Corp of America, along with numerous other publicly traded companies whose sole business is supplying our nation's prisons.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that in the column. I think it's your latest column. You also mentioned the stories about Bill Bennett and his party days with Peter Fonda in Montana? Seriously?
Yes, he used to. Bill Bennett, of course, has a luxury ranch in Montana.
Yeah.
And it had converted part of it into a private gaming establishment. And Peter Fonda was one of his frequent visitors.
I'll bet that was, oh, God, I'll just bet they had a great time. You also mention about Paul Bremer, who has been named, as you put it, the new dictator of Iraq. Tell us about Bremer.
Well, Ambassador Paul Bremer is another interesting Bushonian character. He's essentially a front man for Henry Kissinger.
Oh, God. Now, you mentioned Bremer in The Conspirators.
I do. Bremer is a quiet, long-time Bushonian player behind the scenes, has been involved in money laundering, has been directly involved in various Bush investments, Bush family investments, through their Pilgrim Investment Trust, particularly investments in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, of course, a junior partner, albeit president. He is still a junior partner of Kissinger Associates, and it is Bremer that Kissinger puts out in front. We may remember when Bush formed the Presidential 9/11 Investigating Committee,
mm-hmm.
and wanted to put Kissinger in charge of it, and Kissinger backed out because he did not want to disclose his Saudi Arabian clients or any of his financial transactions of himself or other clients of the Kissinger group.
Mm-hmm.
Those clients include both George Bush Jr. and Sr., by the way.
Right, right.
So who do they front but Paul Bremer? Now, Paul Bremer gets fronted again in Iraq. And Paul Bremer, as a member of the board of advisors of Halliburton for other Republican-interested corporations, will now act to promote these corporations' interests in Iraq.
So
after all, Kissinger Associates' offices in Baghdad are right across the hall from Halliburton and Floors.
So Iraq essentially is just screwed to the ground. I mean, there's no way the Iraqis are going to come out with their country or any form of government that is not conducive to Kissinger and Associates being able to operate there, right?
Of course not. I mean, this Bushonian nonsense about fostering democracy in the world.
Isn't that a screamer?
It's just that.
Isn't that a knee slapper?
If we were going to allow democracy in Iraq, what we would have would be a fractious government controlled by Shiite radicals.
That's right.
And that would not behoove anybody. That's why we need a strong, or the Bushonian regime certainly needs a strong Bushman in Iraq to make sure that every possible dime that can be sucked out of that country is going to be sucked out of it.
Well, how's come, here you go, I'm going to pitch this to you underhanded, and you can just knock it out of the park. Why is it that none of the major news media outlets mentioned, as far as I know, the connection between Bremer and Kissinger Associates and Iran-Contra and some of these other swindles that these people have perpetrated against not only Americans, but most everybody else on the planet? How's come nobody brought up Bremer's connections?
Well, perhaps one has to look at the who is on the board of directors of our major media outlets and who owns the largest blocks of stock of said corporations to discover wherein the real control lies.
I told you I was going to pitch you an underhanded slow ball. Oh, my God. What was the reason for getting rid of General Chest Thumper over there? What was the first guy's
name? Jay Garner.
Yeah, Jay Garner. Boy, was he a piece of work, huh?
He was just an interim guy for a few weeks.
Yeah?
That was put in only until the military situation was under control. He was never intended to be a long-term interim administrator of Iraq. The Bush regime wanted, once the military situation had settled down, the Bush regime wanted a Bush politico in Iraq very badly, to wit, Paul Bremer.
Uh-huh. Well, when you say once the military situation, you meant the major battles, because I think it's almost a given that what we saw in Yemen a couple of days ago, the bomb going off in a courthouse, what we saw in Saudi Arabia this week, and by the way, that the target in Saudi Arabia turns out, I'm sure you've heard of them, it was a group called the Kimmel Group, that is really a CIA front organization that got bombed. This is according to the Times of the Times of London, it says, as befits a company that has been accused of being a CIA front of recruiting executive mercenaries and attempting to overthrow the government of Grenada, the Vinel, that's it, corporation, kept a low profile in Riyadh. Dan Brody, I'm sure you know him, author of The Iron Triangle, said a study of Vinel's one-time owners was the Carlyle Group.
Oh, what? The fact that Frank Carlucci and company and their ownership of said consulting group, should that really come as a surprise to anyone?
No, it really shouldn't. But what gets me about the Times story, it says Vinel's work in Saudi Arabia dates back almost 30 years when it won a contract to train Saudi troops to guard the oil fields. A congressional inquiry found that it had agreed in the contract to a no-Jews clause. How about that? No Jews would be hired, and Vinel, apparently, was the target inside that compound that took the lives of, what, 7, 8, 9, 10 Americans and God knows how many other people. And here it is, a CIA front operation. So I mentioned that, and the explosion in Yemen the other day is sort of a counterpoint to the idea that the war is over. Hey, hold on a second, Al. Got to take a quick break here. We'll come right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Oh, it's national security of the public scrutiny. Policy of legal coup d'etat. We have a shadow government.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Even by today's big money standards, $1 million is a lot to pay for a TV ad. But George W. spared no expense in putting together an ad for his upcoming election campaign. Unfortunately, he stuck us taxpayers with the bill. His ad has already run as news on all the networks, and we'll see snippets of it again and again next year when George goes campaigning. But Bush spent more than taxpayer dollars to make this ad for his personal political advancement. He also spent the integrity of the American presidency, using our brave soldiers as his political props, then trying to lie to we the people about his shameful action. The scene was the USS Lincoln, an aircraft carrier that was returning to San Diego from action in Bush's Iraqi war. George's political hack, Karl Rove, thought it would be a PR coup to have Bush greet the troops. But he quickly shifted from greeting troops to manipulating them. He dressed W up in a military flight suit, put him in a fighter jet, and swooshed him out to the carrier, making a dramatic, made-for-TV tailhook landing. What imagery and irony. Here was America's most famous Vietnam draft dodger, a guy who used his family connections to keep from fighting for his country, now strutting around posing as some top gun. Caught in this crass act of politicizing the war and the troops, the White House did what it's best known for doing. It lied. Bush, they said, had to take the jet because the carrier was too far out at sea to be reached by helicopter. This turns out to be sheer bushwa. In fact, the carrier was so close to shore that it had to be turned around to keep the TV cameras from catching the San Diego coastline in the background as Bush landed. This is Jim Hightower saying, imagine Eisenhower or Kennedy or even Bush the Elder, all of whom were real war heroes, resorting to such a cheesy political stunt. George W. can dress up like a Top Gun, but he's nothing but a tin horn.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour, we're talking with Al Martin, author of The Conspirators, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider. And by the way, if you, that book's been out for, several years. But if you haven't read it, like I told Al a long time ago, if you can get through the first part, it's like a Russian novel. There are so damn many characters, you need a flow chart. But read the book. What is it? $10? $15? What is it, Al? It's in paperback. So.
$19.95 is the barcode price, but you can buy it for $19.95 post-paid directly from the publisher by logging onto the website.
Yeah.
But the retailers, the Barnes and Noble and Borders and so on, they retail them at all different prices. I don't have any control over it.
Right. Okay, well, if anybody who hasn't read it, The Conspirators, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider, it's a good, what's the word I'm looking for? If you want to know what happened in Iran-Contra, this is a book to read. And also, almartinraw.com. We were talking there for a minute about the new guy who is now running Iraq, Bremer. I'm surprised that we Americans don't know anything about this, but I'm sure you saw the latest poll, Al. 58% of Americans, it's a CBS poll, 58% of Americans now think Saddam Hussein was directly involved in the attacks on this country in September 11, 2001. These people in the Bush crime family are amazing, aren't they? At
master manipulators.
Oh, my God.
See how quickly the Bush regime was out there blaming al-Qaeda for the recent bombings in Saudi Arabia, despite the fact they don't have one shred of evidence to support the claim. But they don't need... This is a new era. We are in the new Bushonian era.
Mm-hmm.
Washington doesn't have to present any proof anymore. The power of the allegation alone and how that gets interpreted into a de facto truth in mainstream media is sufficient.
But that's the way you destroy a democracy such as ours, a democratic republic. That's how you destroy it. Flood public discourse with lies, and I've said before, it's become very clear now that the Bush crime family, they don't even bother trying to spin a story anymore. They just stand there and lie, and it really doesn't matter.
They don't have to anymore. When Bush had made that quip about, oh, we don't shred documents anymore, they don't have to.
Right.
I mean, look how much pressure the hapless Democrats, particularly in the Senate, had to exert to even get CNN to mention the fact that the Bush regime is withholding its own 9/11 commission report.
Sure.
And finally, Fleischer comes out today and says, hey, we're withholding it, and we're going to continue to withhold the report until all embarrassing information in that report that would embarrass the Saudi regime is redacted.
right. About how deeply they were involved with
came out and said it.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Nobody says anything.
Where is the republic going? Well, you only have to listen to what Tom DeLay said today. When he purposely aggravated that little fracas he's created in the Texas redistricting bill,
right,
which he had no business as a U.S. congressman in being involved in to begin with.
No, he didn't.
But when he said that, and now you see how Tom DeLay and Dick Armey and Orrin Hatch and John Warner, the arch-Bushonian minions, they don't even refer to Bush as the president anymore. Now he is simply referred to as the leader.
Oh, my God.
And when DeLay said today that the Texas State Democratic Committee has attempted in the past to frustrate the policies of the leader, and that he looked at it as his God-given mission to eliminate Democratic Party influence in the state of Texas, thus making Texas the first sedition-free state in the union, we see the connection that is now even being made. Where Democratic Party, even opposition, is now considered seditious. Well, that's the way the Republicans are trying to spin it now in the minds of the people.
And they're doing a good job.
Issuing those deck of terrorist playing cards with Texas Democrats on it, it was a smart idea.
Yeah, it was.
Four of them were actually stopped by the state police before they could get into Oklahoma because citizens had called up the state police saying, we've just seen a terrorist.
Hey, hold on a second, Al. Let's finish this up. I got to take a break.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
People are trying to stop the spread of insects and disease without stopping international trade. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Wooden pallets are used in shipping to move freight around the world. These wooden platforms are important for trade, but they often carry more than their intended cargo. Beetles, worms, fungus, and bacteria are just some of the organisms that ride around on pallets. In one case, researchers examined a single pallet and discovered nearly 30 different kinds of insects. Carrie Britton is a forest pathologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She says the wood that's used for pallets often comes from trees that already had been weakened by insects or disease.
There's probably billions of pallets that move around each year with very inferior wood. And sometimes the reason those trees died too young to become anything but a pallet is because they had insects or diseases.
Imported diseases and pests have caused serious economic and environmental damage around the world. Britton says people are looking for ways to fight this problem.
The regulatory community all over the world realize that this is a major problem, and they're working on trying to develop regulations and ways of requiring that the wood be treated either with heat or fumigants like methyl bromide.
Britton says modern transportation helps foreign organisms survive the trip between continents.
They can travel across the ocean. We have such rapid transit now that they arrive still alive and they just crawl out and look for a new home.
Pallets are not the only problem. Invasive species sometimes travel in wood chips and other wood that's used for packing material. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour, we are right in the thick of it with a conversation with Al Martin, publisher of AlMartinRaw.com, and also The Conspirators, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider, regular guest on the program here. Going back to those Texas Democrats, Texas apparently, it's being reported now, they apparently used a Homeland Security Department agency to track these legislators who left the state. And writing at commondreams.org, Glenn Smith writes, this is the same Homeland Security Department that is supposed to be making America safe from foreign terrorists. It's the agency we were told would never be used for domestic political purposes.
Yes, but you got to understand, these Democrats have fled across the state line. They are now foreign terrorists.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it.
According to Tom DeLay, they are foreign terrorists.
The Star-Telegram in Texas reported the following. The agency, that would be the Air and Marine Interdiction and Coordination Center in Riverside, California, they received a call to locate a specific Piper turboprop aircraft. It was determined the plane belonged to former House Speaker Pete Laney. And Laney is one of the Democrats who's fighting against the redistricting bill. And Homeland Security, now obviously that had to come as a direct order from Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay is really insane, isn't he?
He is a dangerous right-wing nut.
Yeah.
This guy DeLay. And so is his erstwhile cohort, Dick Armey. At least Armey is a little more discreet about the way he puts things.
Using the Homeland Security Act. Now, these Texas legislators, let it be known, they were in Ardmore, Oklahoma at a Holiday Inn. I also have a letter here from, it's a letter from Jim Dunham, who's a member of the Texas House. Is a letter to the Speaker, that would be Tom Craddock, who's got his Bermudas all in a wad. The open letter goes on and on, but I like the P.S., P.S., as you know, we are at the Holiday Inn in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Please stop having our loved ones in Texas followed and staked out by law enforcement. One of the things he's referring to is a Texas Ranger went to the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston into the neonatal intensive care unit to question nurses. Where the premature twins of Craig Island, one of 51 Democrats holed up in Ardmore, where they're struggling for their life, and they send law enforcement into the neonatal intensive care unit to question the nurses. Jesus, Al, say something.
Well, let's put it this way. I guess they got nothing better to do. Besides, as it was reported today, the Texas State Police and the Rangers are being financially compensated. That is, the cost of doing this is being borne by the Office of Homeland Security.
What are we seeing here, really? I mean, when a state legislature, members of that legislature flee in order to, as an act of defiance against what's going on down there, and then a member of Congress in Washington, D.C., let's be real here, I'm sure he did, can order Homeland Security forces to track these people down.
It is because under the Patriot USA Act, now that we are in a declared state of national emergency, which Bush declared 3 days after the 9/11 incident, what these legislators are doing, their actions, are now seditious. They are committing sedition against the United States of America, in that they are willfully and maliciously attempting to frustrate or block the will of the state, something like that.
Well, you mentioned several weeks ago that these references to fascism are okay, but really what we're moving toward is the United Soviet States of America.
Well, we've hired enough former KGB generals, as I've pointed out in several articles I've written recently, that got a lot of right-wing Republicans upset at the fact that U.S. taxpayer money is being used to pay $150,000 a year consulting contracts to the likes of General Oleg Primakov, the former head of the KGB, mm-hmm. and his immediate and even more sinister successor, General Alexander Karpov, who are advisors to the Office of Internal Security, pursuant to the issuance of the national identity cards as soon as the NICA funding bill passes next month.
Jeez. Stop, Al. Stop. Hey, look, somebody's been holding on here. I think he wants to ask you something. Steve is calling from San Diego. Steve, you're on with Al Martin.
Hi. Hi.
Hey.
Good to talk to both of you. First, I wanted to, you know, on behalf of my fellow citizens, I wanted to extend an offer to the Democratic legislatures from Texas of political asylum here in the People's Republic of California.
Be careful. Be careful. You know, this program is monitored. They just zapped right through your computer and your phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They know who you are. They know right now what you did 14 years ago on a Saturday night.
Yeah, my hard drive just started running. So.
There you go.
But speaking of right wing nuts in the Bush family, I don't know if you got this item or not, but today Jeb Bush ordered a guardian appointed for a fetus.
Yeah.
And this fetus is being carried by a woman who's a rape victim.
Yeah.
So mentally disabled that she can't even help the police find out who raped her. But it is so important to these people that this baby survive that...
Well, this is, I don't think, Al, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think that's the first time that has been done. I seem to remember a case of a woman who was in a coma. And God help us all, she was sexually assaulted by somebody who worked in the hospital. She became pregnant. So the woman's in a coma. She's in almost a vegetative state, but now she's pregnant.
Well, what the citizen caller is referring to, remember, all loyal citizens are supposed to address each other as citizen now.
Oh, that's right. Citizen.
According to John Warner.
Well, this is Citizen Steve.
That is correct, Citizen Al.
The state of Florida, Jeb Bush pushed through the Republican-controlled state house. The state of Florida now has the strongest guardian, it's called guardian ad litem law, of any state in the nation. And what is onerous about it is the vast expansion of state power vis-a-vis the appointment of guardian ad litems. Wherein the state now claims ultimate, undeniable, uncontestable jurisdiction over a fetus or even a child.
The big
purple elephant in the middle of the room here is that in this particular instance, I mean, this is going to sound harsh, but. With this mentally disabled woman having been raped, obviously, by somebody who's probably...
not interested in being a father.
Exactly, yeah. I'm trying to think of some polite way to say this.
Right, I hear you.
The chances
of
this kid coming out okay are not too good.
You know, Steve, you would think this action by the state of Florida would run directly counter to the concerns of the religious right about the concept of having the state as a parent.
Right.
Yet this is specifically what this law is intended for.
Right, and this kid, if it doesn't indeed be born, is probably not going to come out too okay. So he's going to spend his entire life, or her entire life, using up social services that
millions
these very
of
same
dollars
people
of
want
taxpayers
to cut.
Expense.
Millions of dollars of taxes. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
It's
you know, George Carlin said it best. They want dead fetuses. Or they want live fetuses so they can turn them into dead soldiers.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Hey, Steve, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, Citizen Al and Citizen Mike.
I'm sorry, Citizen Steve. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Have a safe and patriotic day.
You bet. Take care, sir. All right, Al, we're just about out of time for this segment, so I don't know where to go from here. I really don't.
Mike, it's very simple. This week, another 20,000 U.S. citizens will lose their job. Another 25,000 will file for bankruptcy. Another 3,000 will become homeless. Another 8,000 that never took antidepressants before will begin doing so. And the national debt will increase by another $10 billion. Just another typical week in the new Bushonian age.
Yes, it is. Al, thanks a lot for sitting in with us for a while. I appreciate it. You take care.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
All right, sir. Al Martin is the author of The Conspirators, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider. He joined us, as he always does, from an undisclosed location. It's about 17 before the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. I don't know if you caught it, but the attack in Saudi Arabia the other day apparently was targeted to a company called Vinel, V-I-N-N-E-L-L, if you want to look it up on a Google, Vinel Corporation. They have tried to keep a low profile in Saudi Arabia. They've been there for about 30 years. They started 30 years ago when they won a contract to train Saudi troops to guard the oil fields. A congressional inquiry found that the company had agreed to a, quote, no Jews, end quote, clause in their contract. In the 1991 Gulf War, Vinel employees were seen fighting alongside Saudi troops. The company has helped the Saudis build their National Guard from 26,000 troops to around 70,000. And in the early 80s, Time magazine reported that two employees from this company were in a failed attempt to overthrow Maurice Bishop, who was the prime minister of Grenada. You remember Grenada. And soon after that, another employee was implicated in the Iran-Contra scandal. So this was the company, apparently, that was targeted, that resulted in a couple of hundred people wounded and, I believe, 7 to 10 deaths. Now, Ari Fleischer, in today's press briefing, got a couple of questions about the Saudi bombing. The first reporter said, Ari, what about the comments this morning by Robert Jordan, the U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia? He said that the United States tried futilely to get the Saudis to provide more protection to those residential compounds. So, Ari, is the United States reassessing its entire relationship with Saudi Arabia?
No. The United States continues to have strong relations with Saudi Arabia. The one thing the terrorists want more than anything else is to be able to attack the United States, to attack others in the region, and force us into changes in our policies. That will not happen.
Quack, quack. Well, okay. As Ari says, the U.S. continues to have strong relations with Saudi Arabia. And, of course, there's one reason for that, the Carlyle Group. Pappy Bush and former members of the Nixon, Ford, and Reagan and Bush 1 administrations have to make their money. And they make their money by entering into joint ventures with the Saudi royal family and the bin Laden family. So, no, the United States continues to have a strong relationship with Saudi Arabia. Now, another reporter on the U.S.-Saudi relationship asked the question, Ari, Saudi Arabia is a special case because it is the home of so much extremism and the peddling of extremism and the funding of extremism by members of the government. You know, Ari, there are a lot of analysts of this relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia who've been saying, well, this is a devil's bargain that has gone on for too long. So, Ari, is that the kind of thing the president wants to see, the end of funding and support for extremism in Saudi Arabia?
I think every nation faces its own individual or unique series of threats and circumstances from terrorists within. In some nations, such as the United States, were very hard. It appears to be minimal, but we had, of course, the indictments up in the Buffalo area recently. Other nations in the Middle East have much deeper internal problems that they need to confront. Yemen is a nation that is working very hard. They have difficult internal circumstances that they are working to confront.
Well, now, wait a second. The question, Geek, was about Saudi Arabia. Why are you talking about Yemen? Oh, well, stupid question, Mike. Now, another reporter who is probably soon going to have his press pass pulled wants to know, where's Osama? He raises his hand. Ari, Osama bin Laden apparently remains alive and at large. Al-Qaeda representatives have been quoted as saying that this latest attack in Saudi Arabia was carried out by cells that are operating in ways that American intelligence isn't able to penetrate. How much concern, Ari, is there that Al-Qaeda is reconstituting itself in a way that will remain a threat directly to the American people in a big way all around the world, Ari?
Well, I think the way the president looks at Al-Qaeda can be summed up by what he said from the deck of the Abraham Lincoln when the president said, "Our mission continues. Al-Qaeda is wounded, not destroyed." And then the president continued, "The scattered cells of the terrorist network still operate in many nations, and we know from daily intelligence that they continue to plot against free people." So Al-Qaeda does remain a threat, but it is a diminished threat.
Oh, really? Tell that to all the dead and wounded, and they continue to plot against free people. Ari, I don't think the Saudis are free people. I really don't. They live in a monarchy and not a constitutional monarchy, Ari. It's run by a royal family. The women can't vote. If the men get out of line, they'll have their hands or their legs or other anatomical parts cut off with a sword. I don't think you call that free people. Do you, Ari? Well, I guess in your world, you do. And so the madness continues. We have one more quote for you from the press briefing today. Too stupid to be president met with the South Korean leader today. And one more quote from Ari, and we have more miles to cover before we sleep tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Nope. This one's a pencil man. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil to hold old lead, it looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy with body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating, pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking peehead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's embracing the mainstream media is important to you in these times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Grayline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with Animal?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Doing talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about five before the hour. As you know, we have a break coming up here pretty quickly. So if you're on hold, please stay with us. During the break, go visit the new website, MikeMalloy.com, MikeMalloy.net, and register for the message board. You have to register, but I also want you to take a look at the site. And if you feel like it, send me an email. Tell me what you think. We got so many valid and sensible complaints about the ridiculous thing that we've been operating with for the past 5 years. So check it out. Check it out. And an extra special thanks to our web designer and, as a matter of fact, Upstate New York Bureau Chief, Mark of MaximumInteractive.com for our new site. All right, one last soundbite from the press briefing today with the Geek. A reporter wants to know about Bush's meeting with the South Korean leader today. The reporter says, Ari, one quick thing looking ahead to tonight's meeting. The South Koreans have made it pretty clear that they would prefer the United States would explicitly take military action off the table with regard to North Korea because, well, Ari, the South Koreans think it poses a threat to them. You know, they don't want to die by the hundreds of thousands. So presumably, Ari, President Roh will bring that up with President Bush tonight. Is that something that he is going to say, Bush is going to say as a non-starter?
Well, we'll give you a report specifically after the meeting, but it is the longstanding policy of the United States and not to take options off the table, and that continues to be the case here.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any difference what the South Korean president wants. You know, South Korea has struggled under a military dictatorship sponsored by the United States and supported by the United States for the past 50 years. They now have a freely elected liberal government. That would be President Roh. Right? Eh? So as far as what the people of South Korea, or did I say South Carolina? What regardless of what the people of South Korea or the government of South Korea wants, Ari Fleischer will have none of that. Oh, no. Hey, listen, we keep all options on the table. As a matter of fact, we're developing little tiny small tactical nukes that we just might have to use against North Koreans. And if the South Koreans have to see the northern half of their country turned into a lake of fire, as the North Koreans are threatening, well, that's just the price you pay for freedom, democracy, and justice, right? Huh? Yeah. Quick break. We'll be back. If you're on hold, don't you dare go away. Want to hear what you got to say. I'm Mike Malloy.
On the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. An Indiana mother faces felony charges after authorities say she left her baby in a hot car yesterday because she was drunk. Johnson County Sheriff Terry McLaughlin says 27-year-old Amy Price's 13-month-old daughter, Hannah Johnson, was found dead in the car by her boyfriend when he returned from work yesterday evening. The temperature outside was in the low 70s. McLaughlin says another of Price's children asked about Hannah when he came home from school but told authorities his mother said she didn't know where Hannah was and went off to bed. McLaughlin says Price's blood alcohol level was 0.21 when she was given a breathalyzer test later that evening. Price faces a felony neglect of a dependent charge with bodily injury and is currently in the Johnson County Jail where authorities plan to talk to her soon. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has bristled at suggestions that post-war Iraq is in a state of turmoil and chaos. Rumsfeld told a Senate panel today that Iraq has been badly treated and abused for decades. He added, "We can't make it right in 5 minutes." Rumsfeld also denied reports of a shakeup that led to the presidential appointment of career diplomat L. Paul Bremer as civilian administrator for Iraq. He rejected reports that retired General Jay Garner is being replaced as the overseer of Iraq after only 3 weeks on the job. Rumsfeld said Garner has done a great job of laying the foundation for the appointment of a civilian administrator, a plan that was in the works all along.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke-Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke-Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Israeli officials say Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will not be able to meet with the European Union foreign policy chief due to his busy schedule. The announcement came after Javier Solana expressed determination to meet with Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. Diplomats say Solana will continue scheduled meetings with Arafat and Palestinians' prime minister in Ramallah this week, but will not go to Israel as previously planned. Two more state murder charges will be added to the 160 Terry Nichols will be tried for in the Oklahoma City bombing. The additional counts added today are for the deaths of two unborn children of bombing victims Carrie Lentz and Robin Huff. Lentz's mother, Doris Jones, says it's important her grandson isn't forgotten.
Because he was alive, and she was very excited about having this baby, and he was a part of us already.
Judge Alan McCall yesterday ordered Nichols to trial for the deaths of 160 victims in the 1995 bombing of the Murrah Federal Building. Nichols is currently serving a life sentence for the deaths of 8 federal agents. If convicted of the state murder charges, he faces the death penalty.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Firefighter unions are launching a new ad campaign to protest the scheduled closure of 8 New York City firehouses.
11 million measly little dollars. Are the lives of New York voters worth that to you? Budget cuts are suicide.
Leave your own message for Mayor Bloomberg. Call 212-788-3000.
The Uniformed Firefighters Association and the Uniformed Fire Officers Association unveiled the new radio ads and posters at Engine 36 in Harlem, where a fundraiser will be held tonight to try to save that engine company. The closings are scheduled for May 23rd. The unions reject the city's claim that the closures will not significantly increase response times or jeopardize public safety. On Wall Street, stocks were down today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 31 points to 86.48. The NASDAQ lost 5 points to 15.35. The S&P 500 was down 3 points to 9.39. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, in Brakes 101, master cylinders, calipers, and pads were demystified. You learned they are a lot like hearts, muscles, and skin, all designed to stop cars and save lives. When I come back, it's Brakes 102.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is, Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halvesies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
Welcome to Brakes 102 at Car Clinic College. Today's lesson, analog braking systems, or ABS. Ever press the brake and nothing? You just pumped and hoped for the best? Hope no more. The best is here. Computer-controlled ABS. This system monitors the speed of individual wheels and applies precise braking power to each. And if any brake starts to lock or slows at a different rate than the others, that specific brake is automatically pumped or pulsed to prevent lockup. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Yo, yo, welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're going to be off tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow evening, Ski Anderson of the famous Ski and Skinner team on Sundays on WLS in Chicago, noon to 3 Central Time, will be substituting for me, Ski Anderson, on his own. And on Friday, I believe they're going to, the company's going to run a rebroadcast of something. Okay, we'll be back Monday at the regularly scheduled time. That is, you know, if we don't have a plane crash and both get killed. Todd is calling, who is a commercial airline pilot who's been kind of shepherding me through this first trip on an airplane in a long-ass time. Hey, Todd.
How you doing, Mike?
Fair to partly cloudy.
You will be back Monday.
Yeah. Well,
with a big smile on your face.
Yeah.
You'll have fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good flight.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be perfect.
No, the weather is going to be thunderstorms here in Atlanta.
Nah. Not on the day you fly.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
No, it's going to be fine. A lot of people have been calling and giving you a little stuff about it.
Oh, man. I've been getting emails. You know, I started to think, well, it's the freepers out there just trying to unnerve me, which you're not going to do. You know, no. I'm going to get on that plane. I don't give a damn what. And as you said in one of your emails a week or so ago, when I told you what airline and what type aircraft we're flying on, you said, good choice.
No, it is a good choice, and it's a great airline. And I think you're going to have a great time, and you're going to wonder what you're worried about. And it's just been too long for you, Mike.
That's a problem. Now, you fly these transoceanic flights, right?
Yes, I primarily fly transoceanic long-haul international stuff.
And you go east and west?
East and west, mostly all over the world, yeah.
In one of your emails, you said that in some of those five-hour jaunts across the Pacific, you will have your laptop and you'll tune into this program and drive the rest of the flight crew crazy.
Yeah, I subject them to you on a regular basis.
God,
which they thoroughly enjoy, believe me.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to widen their horizons a little bit.
Yeah, so to speak. So, how long have you been a pilot?
22 years,
and you did not come out into this out of the military. You just did this started out as a commercial pilot.
No, I did it all civilian. I mean, when I was a little kid, my dad used to take me out to the airport, and I thought, gosh, I'd like to do that someday.
Mm-hmm.
Never thinking that I actually would, and through a series of being in the right place at the right time, and some lucky breaks, and a little bit of talent, I ended up where I am today, and it's a great job, and I can assure you, it's the safest thing you can do.
Well, yeah, I talked to a friend of mine today who also doesn't have a commercial pilot's license, but he flies smaller planes, and I said, John, I'm making this trip and a little bit nervous, and he said, look, there's nothing I can tell you, pal, that would connect to that fear. He said, I can use all the logic in the world.
Right.
And John's been flying for, I think he's in his late 40s. He's probably been flying small planes for a good 15 or 20 years, and he just said, there's no way. Anybody has a fear of flying, you figure out how you're going to deal with it. You either avoid flying, or you're a white knuckler, or you take a little halcyon, or you listen to music, or you just kick back and get over it and enjoy it.
And there's also, they serve drinks on board.
Right.
That's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing, is it? No.
That helps you through a little bit. And Mike, it's like we've talked, it's a matter of control.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult sitting in the back of an airplane when you're apprehensive about it, knowing that you have no control over what's going on.
None.
But rest assured, the guys that are about 50 feet ahead of you,
yeah,
they want to get there just as bad as you do.
I'll bet. I'll bet that's probably a common feeling among them.
They're right in front,
Right.
And they're going to take great care of you.
Oh, God.
And when you get this one under your belt,
yeah,
I want you to promise that you guys are going to get on an airplane and come on out here and visit us in Santa Fe.
You know, we need to do that. The first time Werby came out, they were going to send us out, too, and then, believe it or not, had nothing to do with my apprehension about flying. Just for some reason, they decided not to do it. And I understand Werby was out there just this week?
Yeah, he's been out yesterday and today. He was at Cloud Cliff Bakery out here broadcasting live. Well, a great audience.
I bet he had a good time.
Oh, he had a great time. And, you know, you guys have got so many fans out here that you really got to come out and do a personal visit.
Yeah, we will definitely do it. As soon as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death here, and come out the other side, I hope.
You will.
All cleansed from this nasty fear of flying, we'll make a trip out there. Maybe we'll come out and broadcast from the same place.
Well, you got to do it. And like I said, I've been doing this 22 years, Mike. I've never had a big problem.
Well, I've kept
an emergency.
I've kept the emails that you sent with it's kind of a play-by-play about what to expect. So when the flight attendant comes down the aisle and sees me reading this thing, I'm going to say, hey, do you know Todd? He's a pilot. he wrote this stuff down for me.
you'll be fine. You'll be fine. And you'll come back Monday and tell us all about it.
All right. Well, thanks for the
about a 15-minute deal on this.
Well, thanks for the support and thanks for the advice on how to deal with that. You know, fear of flying is fairly common.
It is.
You know, a terror of flying. I don't know how common that is, but no, this is one of those things you just walk through it. You just have to approach it and say, "Hey, I can whip your ass," and then just walk through it.
Absolutely. And you'll be fine and you'll enjoy it, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you Monday.
Thanks, Todd.
And one quick thing before
yes.
I go.
Uh-huh.
Has the world gone nuts when Bush and Blair get nominated for the Nobel Prize?
Well, you know, somebody emailed me about that. Any member of any established parliament on the planet can nominate people for these Nobel Peace Prizes. And it turns out that the guy who nominated Bush and Blair is a guy who has been I read this in a British newspaper a week or so ago. I think I might have posted this to my website. But he... the guy who nominated Bush and Blair has a real shady history. One of his ex-partners was arrested and convicted of, now what was it, Kathy? It was not drug running, it was not gun running, it was something. But the guy who nominated Bush and Blair is a real sleazeball.
No doubt.
He's a member of an extreme right-wing party in one of the parliaments in Europe. I want to say Sweden or Norway. But he's an extreme right winger. But if you were a member of now I don't know if it applies to members of Congress, but I know the nominations can be made by any one of 300 or 400 people, and so many times, you know, Bush was nominated last year and then Carter beat him. So I don't think anybody takes Bush and Blair being nominated for a peace prize any more seriously than they took Kissinger and Lay Duck Toe. But surprise, surprise, they won.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And Lay Duck Toe, the North Vietnamese, whatever he was, minister of something, refused to accept the Nobel Prize. Of course, Kissinger took it, and no surprise there.
Yeah, really.
Todd, well, thanks for checking in, and thanks for your help, pal.
It's a pleasure, Mike, and keep doing what you do, and when you get back Monday, tell us all about it.
I'll do it.
Have a good one.
All right, sir. Captain. Captain Todd. Citizen Todd. No, anybody that flies those 747 ABs, what are the huge ones, Kathy? Those gigantic 9,000 passenger, you know, they have a range of 30 million mile something like aircraft is, you have to call him captain. 800 Talk, yes, is where we are. James, one of our over-the-road fleet is calling, listening on Sirius Satellite Radio. He's calling from southern Illinois. Hey, James.
Hey, Mike. It's pretty obvious to me that W is too stupid to be president, but you know what?
What?
What really baffles me is that it's becoming pretty clear that the people in America are too stupid to think independently enough for themselves to govern themselves.
Oh, you got a point there, pal.
I tell you, it's just damn frightening. You had a caller on earlier, a lady at the top of the first hour, who was asking you to explain why you call them the Bush crime family. Well, I think Al Martin pretty well synopsized that, don't you think?
I think he did. And like I told her, gosh, there is anybody who doesn't understand. Now, she said she understands, but it's her friends. Anybody who doesn't understand Not why I call them the crime family, but why they are, in fact, a crime family, is somebody who is not, who's just too damn lazy to do any research on their own and get the truth of this group. You know, you can start with Prescott Bush, W's grandfather, who helped finance the Nazis, all the way up to the current Bush, who has helped helped finance the rape and pillage of Iraq. These people, what's that old saying? The fruit doesn't fall very far from the tree.
The fruit doesn't fall very far from the tree. Right. You know, I hear all the time about Bechtel and Halliburton and all this stuff all over the media, but nothing ever gets done about it.
I know.
It's like you said, they don't even bother to try to cover it up anymore. They I don't know. That's not really why I called. I had a couple of points I wanted to make. Number one, on last night about that gentleman, police officer, or whatever the hell you want to call him, the guy that broke in.
Yeah, Officer Mott.
Mott?
M-O-T-T.
Officer Mott.
Huh?
It seemed like he'd be interfering with those students' rights to free speech, and wouldn't it be covered under one of the constitutional rights? Wouldn't that be breaking a federal statute of equal protection under the hell? I'm not a lawyer, but...
Not anymore.
I guess that's all out the window because we got to protect the homeland.
Yeah, and these nasty little high school students and their subversive
seditious.
Seditious school teacher. God only knows what kind of a plot they were hatching up in that classroom.
They were probably going to try to take over the country. You know, the people were, you know, at one time, theoretically, were supposed to govern this country.
Well, I remember reading about that when I was in high school. Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember it.
One of the things I had, what color was the color thermometer of terrorist alerts when the Riyadh got bombed?
I think it was just your common, everyday yellow, you know.
They hadn't bothered to raise that because apparently they didn't see it coming. You know, had John Ashcroft in the one-man gospel solo of evil had raised it every time that something came up in the news that he didn't want to have to face. They would throw us onto a higher terrorism alert color. But now when we've got something real coming down the pike, they don't even know it, and now they're claiming that they had asked the government of Saudi Arabia to provide more security for those compounds over there, and the Saudi Arabian government saying, hell, this is the first we've heard about it.
you notice how that works, right, James?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it gets out there in this 9/11 commission, the Kissinger commission. I guess that's just ancient history. That ain't
going to
happen.
No, that's going nowhere. Too much truth would be revealed. And if there's one thing the Bush crime family can't handle, James, it's truth. Hey, pal, there's the music.
All right, Mike. I'll listen to you every night.
Thank you, sir. Drive safely.
You bet. I love your show.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in.
In the blue. Once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into Tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it, Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Fly and enjoy America's great destination spots. Get down to Disney World in Florida.
Bite my ass, will you? Irresistible grasp. Can't keep my eyes from circling sky. 25 past the hour. If you haven't done so, register for the message board at MikeMalloy.com, MikeMalloy.net. New board up, thanks to Mark of MaximumInteractive.com for the new site. So check it out and register. Also, just a reminder, be kind to Ski Anderson tomorrow. He'll be substituting for me, and then on Friday, I think the company's going to run a rebroadcast of something. I'll be back on Monday. I hope. And as always, many thanks to our music bureau chief, Jim, in Arkansas, for an awful lot of the music you hear on this program. Tony is calling from Waukegan, Illinois. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Doing great, man. You know, I just today, one of my liberal pals sent me the link to the Slate article.
The Salon?
Salon, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was really great.
Wasn't that a hoot?
Man, you know what? That summed up. That summed up so much, and I could and the guy from WLS who
Mike Elder,
yeah,
who refused to answer return calls to the writer of that article, Sam Friedman, who's a journalism professor at Columbia, who wrote the article. he tried to get Elder to comment on some of the crap that went down at WLS, and Elder would not return his phone calls. But it's really weird seeing something. I said this the other night, seeing something written about one's own self. I mean, that's weird. What we do on the radio here every night, or the computer, whatever, you know, it just kind of floats out into the cyberspace or the ozone and disappears. But when something's written, it's like there forever.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it was really, you know, it just went right along with all this talk now about, you know, should the FCC lift these bans?
That's right.
And all that, and that, you know, it just makes it all the more obvious why the SEC, if anything, should tighten the regulations again.
Mm-hmm.
Congress needs to revisit these laws, like the 96 Act and all these other things that made Clear Channel what they are,
mm-hmm.
and all the rest, and fairness in broadcasting and all that. They definitely need to revisit that stuff.
You know, they're having one of their public hearings here in Atlanta, I think, on the 21st of this month. You know, these public hearings, I just wonder if anybody will show up. And the purpose of the hearing is to get citizen input as to whether or not the FCC should go ahead and allow further domination by six media corporations in this country. It's just, you know, it's outrageous. Like that article said, I think I said in the article, when I started this business, and I started late, I was in my mid-40s, there were the 200-300 companies that were providing program content, that owned radio stations, providing media services, and now they're down. What did the article say? Now it's down to six?
Yeah, they said basically, actually, I think it was like 400, I think the article
400 said. Media
like
companies.
Like 400,
yeah.
And now it's down to, like you say, just a handful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just obscene.
That is not healthy for a society that says it is a democracy, a democratic republic that believes in representative government, and that representative government is based on the idea of a free flow of ideas and information, public discourse. When everything is consolidated, this is becoming more and more and more like the Soviet Union.
Well, you know, what they talked about in that article, though, you know, is like, well, can you possibly talk about them being totally independent of the parent company's views?
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
You can't. I mean, it's you know, they're a corporation. They're intending on making lots of money.
And they've got to, you know, they funnel a lot of money to the Republican Party. They're not going to reveal the thievery, theft, fraud, and treason committed by the Bush crime family, because they depend on the Bush crime family. Hey, let me, I'll come back to you. Let me put you on hold a second while we take this break. And if you're on hold, stick around. I want to hear what you got to say. I'm Mike Malloy.
I'm up and I'm down, and I'm gone, I'm around. I'm driving along with my wheels on the ground. Hang on a bit tight, it doesn't last long. A few hours more, and it'll be gone. Fly me straight and fly me high. Fly me straight and fly me high.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller. A first stab at a new contract for 19,000 workers at Goodyear tire plants across the country has failed. Negotiators for the United Steelworkers of America, which represents the workers, say the company's first offer calls for several thousand job cuts and wage and benefit concessions for those employees who survive. The current contract expired last month, and while the workers have authorized a strike, the contract is being extended day by day while negotiations continue.
Professional boxers may soon have a shot at union representation. A new division of the Teamsters Union called JAB, the Joint Association of Boxers, seeks to win an industry-wide collective bargaining agreement that would bring guaranteed health insurance and pensions to boxers. Promoters are expected to argue that fighters are independent contractors and therefore not entitled to union representation.
During the school year that just ended last month in Japan, sixth grade students were supposed to have classes on patriotism added to their social studies curriculum. But a survey of Japan's 24,000 elementary schools finds fewer than 200 actually followed the government mandate. Japan's main teachers' union slammed the patriotism initiative, saying it harkens back to a time when a heavy dose of nationalism helped the country set off a world war.
Walmart's war on workers has so far kept unions at bay in the United States, but the United Food and Commercial Workers Union is one step closer to organizing a Walmart store in Canada. This week, the Labor Relations Board of the Canadian province of British Columbia ruled that Walmart broke the law in its bid to keep a store in the city of Quesnel union-free. The Labor Board has ordered store managers to read its ruling aloud to employees, and it's also ordered the retailer to set aside a half hour of company time for union organizers to address employees on the benefits of unionization. You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Bantila mm-hmm. is right, like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Bantila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need is a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Or a parachute harness. 27 before the hour. We're talking with Tony in Waukegan, Illinois. Tony, thanks for holding on.
Sure, man. No problem. You know, speaking of the FCC situation and, you know, the public and public TV,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they took Donahue off of CNBC.
MSNBC.
MSNBC.
Yeah.
That's not a reason right there.
I know.
You know, for the FCC to say, look, you're not serving the public interest. You are not even serving your own interest.
Yeah.
This was like, this guy was like number one for his time slot for that channel ever.
Well, don't forget, the head of the FCC is Michael Powell, whose father is Colin Powell, who produced all the evidence that said, hey, listen, they have weapons of mass destruction. They're about to launch nuclear missiles against Detroit. We've got to attack and kill them. And here's the proof. I have in my hand a document from about a trade of Nigerian uranium for millions of Iraqi dollars. You know, I mean, it's all in the family. Again, the Bush crime family is not necessarily, as you know, people with the surname Bush. It's also people with the last name Cheney, Powell, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Rumsfeld, these Pappy Bush, Carlucci, Kissinger, the Bush crime family is an enormous operation that the old mafia dons would have wished they had this much power and organization, right?
Yeah, really.
And that's a slur on the mafia dons. I apologize to any people who are listening who are members of the mafia. I'm sorry.
Two more things
sure.
for you, and then I'm going to get off your time here, man. I was listening to, WLS the other night.
Uh-huh.
They've got this lady that comes on Saturday nights at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And she is so odious. I tell you what. You know, she basically called liberals and progressives, you know, basically she said that we were classless, we had no sense, we were ignorant. She got bombed, I mean firebombed, you know, at the station, you know, for the next hour by liberals calling in, taking personal offense and putting her in her place.
Well, maybe that's why she said it. You know, a lot of these toy radio talk show hosts who can't put together a coherent program will toss something like that. That's the old, you know, toss a skunk with his tail on fire into a crowded theater and see what happens. You know, I have zero respect for people like that. They give this business an even worse name than it already has. But
well, you're going out to a conference with these guys.
Oh,
people.
Yeah. It's going to be a real slice of heaven, boy.
Man, I would love to be a fly on the wall there.
No, you wouldn't. You know, I'm going because I really feel like supporting the organization that is sponsoring this, and that's Talkers Magazine, not necessarily because of the editorial content of Talkers Magazine, but because the owner of the magazine has become a good friend over the past 12, 14 years. And so they put me on, I think, two panels for some discussion about what's going on in talk radio. So I'm going to go there, and I'm going to take a caged skunk, and at some point I will set the skunk's tail on fire and turn it loose and see what happens.
Oh, man, you got to tell us all about that.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Thanks, Tony.
All right, man.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Mark is calling from Kansas City. Hey, Mark, welcome to the program. Is this your first time calling?
Yeah, it is.
Well, welcome aboard.
Yeah, I've been listening to you on iTunes. I found you about a month ago.
Oh, that would be through radiopower.org, I think.
Originally, yeah, but yeah. Then I moved over to IE because... get it straight from the horse's mouth, so to say.
Okay, or some part of the horse's anatomy, right. Right.
But I just want to thank you for having a voice of sanity out there.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Not to negate your compliment, because we love compliments, but, you know, I sometimes wonder if there were 50 liberal talk show hosts on the air and only 2,000 conservatives, if what you hear on this program from me and from the callers would seem a little bit less like, you know, finding a needle in a haystack and more like, oh, yeah, well, that's what talk radio is. It offers both points of view. But as you and I both know, that's not the case. There is one point of view in talk radio. So when you find this program or Peter Werby's, and sometimes on Sundays on WLS, Ski and Skinner, when you find a program like this, you go, damn, what's this? And that's what makes it so so weird, you know. There was a time when probably half of talk radio programming was progressive or liberal or mainstream, but now it's 99.9% neo-Nazi, and that's what makes this
right.
One of the things that makes this program unique.
And, you know, I don't understand it, because I would... Part of why I was so refreshed to hear you tonight was because I got into an argument with a couple of my conservative friends earlier tonight, and we were, you know, discussing politics and the environment and whatnot. And
right.
I heard one of the earlier callers talk about how it seems that people are too stupid to govern themselves, you know, with too stupid to be president and whatnot. And it just blows my mind, because these are people that I know, I respect and whatnot, and yet...
they weren't making sense?
They weren't making sense.
Yeah.
And whenever I tried to prove my points, they said, well, produce your sources. I was talking about the greenhouse effect and whatnot, and I said, well...
Yeah, like you carry a briefcase full of sources about any topic. Oh, yeah.
Right. I was like, yeah. And the oil depletion. I was like, well, check out these websites. Check out BP.com. Check out, you know, the EPA. And, you know, so I started giving it back to them. I was like, well, where are your sources coming from? Where you come from? They just started citing off Limbaugh and Hannity. And
sure.
I couldn't.
Yeah, that's the thing about ditto heads. They are, I guess, genetically incapable of doing their own research. Their heads are like huge funnels. And the pig man, Limbaugh, or the pig boy, Hannity, will figuratively speaking, step on their foot, and the top of their head flies open, and then they just pour in all this this nonsense and lies and crap, and then the ditto head will just spew it back out, when they are carrying on a conversation with somebody who has done research like you, someone who does understand what's going on like you, and they just slam you. Well, what's your sources? What's your sources? You know, I don't know what to tell you, Mark. Keep fighting the fight, but...
It gets tough sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like, why bother? You can't educate... sometimes your close circle of friends, much less the rest of the world. So maybe I don't know. Maybe you can just approach it with humor or something. But good luck. I have the same problem, pal. I have friends who I just don't even discuss things other than, hey man, what did you think of the NBA draft the other night? Well, yeah, really? Well, you think that? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's getting to the point. Getting to that point, it's kind of like talking to a brick wall. It seems like.
Yeah. Very true. Mark, I'm glad you found the program. I hope to hear from you again.
All right. I'll be listening.
All right, sir. Take care. Thanks for checking in. Roy is calling from Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Hey, Roy.
Hey. Hello, Mike. I really wasn't going to get on, but Kathy said I ought to just kind of rash you a little bit more about the flying.
Oh, yeah?
You've got an offline email. Give me a call when the program's over and see if we can't do some stuff. Because, Todd was saying, the worst part about there, the most dangerous thing is getting to the airport.
You know, I read your email, Roy, and I'd love to take advantage of it. But when we get off at midnight and finish up in here, it's like 12:30, and then it's home, it's 1, and then it's 2 o'clock, and we have to get up kind of early. I may have to pass on your generous offer.
Whatever. Look, if nothing else, look at the attachment.
I'll do that.
You know, I jumped up to Santa Fe and saw Werby today. Fun time.
How was
Great
it?
Great crowd.
Good.
Great crowd.
Good.
Lots of enthusiasm. Hope you get out here.
Yeah.
It did come up during the thing. You know the difference between the corporate media and Pravda?
What?
Pravda didn't try to make a profit.
Right.
Have a great one. Look at thing all over. Keep my phone number. Give me a holler.
I'll do it. Thanks, Roy.
Take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. We have a couple more items here. Let me throw these in. The new U.S. administration administrator for Iraq, Paul Bremer, you heard Al Martin and I perhaps talking about this guy. He is preparing a series of security-related measures that include permitting soldiers in Iraq to shoot looters on sight. That's reported today in the New York Times. When Mr. Bremer was asked about that today, whether U.S. forces now had orders to shoot looters on sight, Bremer replied, quote, the existing rules of engagement have not been changed, to my knowledge, end quote. However, the New York Times quoted an official who attended a meeting with Bremer as saying, quote, they are going to start shooting a few looters so that word gets around. I think you're going to see a change in the rules of engagement within a few days to get the situation under control. Yeah, that gets the situation under control. Kill them. You know, a dead looter is a looter who will loot no more. You know, don't establish secure perimeters around these sites. Don't go the extra mile to bring, democracy, law and order to Iraq. Just shoot the bastards. That'll be good. That'll be good. And then I heard on NPR coming into to work this evening, somebody in Bremer's entourage in Iraq said, well, now, you know, let's be clear here. We're not going to, for example, if there's some kids, you know, in a burned out or bombed out factory that are picking up pieces of wood, we're not going to shoot them. You know, unless they're a threat to U.S. military, then we'll kill them deader than hell. But, you know, we don't want anybody to get the impression we're just going to shoot children, you know, unless they're a threat. If they're a threat, we have to kill them, you know. Speaking of dead children, Reuters news agency reported today I didn't watch any news today. I try to stay away from television news. But Reuters news agency says 6 Iraqi children were killed and 10 more children injured when a bomb they were trying to dismantle exploded. According to the British Defense Ministry, the accident happened on Monday in the north of the southern Iraq city of Basra, which has been under British control since the end of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. A spokesman said, quote, it seems the children were trying to get the copper out of an Iraqi munition when it exploded. The incident, according to the United Nations, the incident showed how serious the problem of unexploded bombs is in Iraq. Six Iraqi children. Well, there are six children that won't be looting, huh? Sick. And back to the Texas story. Tom DeLay, the psychopath, the bug man, this guy who breathed in way, way too much parathion before he decided to become House Majority Leader. Tom DeLay said he wants federal authorities to pursue Texas Democrats who have, in an act of defiance, left the state of Texas so that the Republicans in that legislature can't pull a beer hall pooch. Is that how you say it? DeLay told reporters that bringing in either U.S. Marshals or FBI agents is justified because, you see, redistricting, which is part of what this issue is about, is a federal issue. It involves congressional seats. DeLay said, if it is legal for them to do so, I think it'd be nice for them to help out the Texas Rangers, get the FBI and the Texas Troopers. I think, well, on second thought, even if it ain't legal, these sons of bitches, these dirty, filthy Democrats, I say round them up, shoot them. I just round. Are we live? Is this on the air? Well, all right. I don't mean round them up and shoot them. I just. This guy's sick. Just absolutely sick. Now, in the meantime, the authorities in Texas are harassing the family members of these elected legislators. A spokesman for the Department of Public Safety said she could not explain why family members of these legislators are being harassed and questioned, because authorities know where the legislators are. Hell, they're in a Holiday Inn up there in Ardmore, Oklahoma. I don't understand why they're going into neonatal intensive care units and questioning the nurses who are trying to save the lives of the newborn twins of one of the Democrats who sit in the legislature. I don't understand that. You mean the Texas Rangers actually went in there and questioned the nurses? Well, damn, that doesn't sound right. Tom DeLay. And I'll tell you what, when the time comes, Tom DeLay will advocate using those Texas Rangers or the equivalent thereof, with a little help from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, on your truth-seeking self. Huh? What else we got? Oh, Shelby sent this in, a person who runs radiopower.org. She says, with the open revolt going on day three in the Texas legislature, I was shocked to see the lack of coverage in the American media. The story is on the front page of the BBC website. The story is nowhere to be found on the homepage of Reuters, NPR, CNN, or MSNBC websites. I watched, Shelby writes, the CBS News tonight. Nothing. How could an open revolt by 50 members of a state legislature not be the lead story in America? Can you handle the truth? The media is either afraid to or forbidden from reporting on what may be the beginning of a political revolt against the right-wing takeover of our houses of government. Another story that wasn't covered was Senator Graham's blasting the White House over a September 11th cover-up. These are the words and actions of a serious political rebellion. Has the revolution begun? Shelby wants to know. Well, dear heart, I don't know. I know down there in Texas, they have serious problems down there for sure. We covered a couple of them last night. Just for the hell of it, when we come back, I'll just give you a couple more real quick. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. We'll be right back.
strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by with good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
No, not Jupiter and Mars, just Newark. Just get me to Newark. In Texas, one of the reasons the Democrats have left is because the Republicans, of course, are destroying the state. This is the results of Bush being governor there for, 5 years? But the people of Texas, I guess like the people of America, have to be driven at 80 miles an hour against a brick wall before they stop and look around at the teeth, hair, and eyeballs and say, gee, maybe we ought to vote these bastards out. They have a $10 billion deficit, $10 billion deficit, but the Texas House has just outlawed gay marriage. At least they're safe down there from the threat of gay marriage, which would have directly ruined everybody's life in Texas, right? That's what Molly Ivins wrote. Meanwhile, the Texas House has eliminated 10,810 state jobs. They have cut 250,000 poor children off the Children's Health Insurance Program. They have cut 365,000 children from health insurance through Medicaid. They have cut prenatal care and delivery for 17,000 pregnant women. They have cut services for 366 women with breast and cervical cancer. They have closed one state school for the mentally retarded and one state mental hospital. And they cut $22 million from a criminal justice program that provides medication and treatment for mentally impaired offenders who are out on probation or parole. Isn't that nice? They'll be wandering around Texas without their meds. But the Republicans in Texas did pass a 24-hour waiting period on abortion. And they did pass a law that includes state-provided color photographs of fetuses for women to study during that 24-hour period while they wait. And people want to know why the Democrats said, screw it, and headed across the border to Oklahoma. Well, they used to say, as goes California, so goes the country. In this country, or in this period, during the Bush regime, as goes Texas, so goes the country. Program engineered tonight in Detroit by Charlotte Jones. Don't forget, visit the new website. Register for the message board, MikeMalloy.com. Be kind to Ski Anderson tomorrow, all right? I'll be back on Monday. And again, an extra special thanks to our music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas, and our web designer and upstate New York bureau chief, Mark of MaximumInteractive.com. Y'all take care. I'll see you Monday. I hope. I really, really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m.